That's my first line and mainstay of treatment for long
Okay.
COVID. It's the most frequently effective therapy. I do have in my practice a minority who are ivermectin non-responders, but the majority respond in either small or large ways. So why do you think that is?
Why do you think that is?
So you can ask that because you're super smart and you like mechanisms and you study deeply. But here's the challenge with answering that is ivermectin has about 20 different therapeutic mechanisms of action. And so really telling you how I think it's working would be a little bit of guesswork, but I will say two of them. The two things that I think are most impactful is that ivermectin is one of the most tightly binding drugs to the spike protein. Right? From all of these in silico studies, when they look at a catalog of medicines, like which one most tightly conforms and binds, ivermectin's at the top of that list every time. So if there's circulating spike or spike being extruded from, you know, diseased or dying cells, the binding of ivermectin spike would mitigate further impact. So that's what I think is one of the main ones. The second one is that it repolarizes macrophages from the M1 to the M2 subtype. We know the monocytes and macrophages are activated. And, you know, M1 is the hyperinflammatory, M2 is the hypo. And I think that repolarizing and that anti-inflammatory impact, and then the rest of the mechanisms are the other 20 that it does, you know, reduces production of cytokines and VEGF and, you know, all sorts of downstream effects. So
what type of dosing do you like for the long haulers? Then we'll go for prophylaxis and treatment.
So I'm glad you asked that because I have I didn't know what dose in the beginning. You know, I do it daily. So I put everyone on it daily. I first started at
point. Really? That's a difference.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, so for long haul it's daily for sure. And I'll tell you what happens. In those that respond, you know, in many of them, when they're doing much better, and then we say, okay, let's see if we can back off now. You know, I try to either increase the frequency or lower the dose, symptoms come back.
Interesting.
Within days. So like my patients who really respond to ivermectin, they know don't mess with the dosing of ivermectin. Now, I've had a couple of people graduate.